Best of the Midwest takes you to places in the Midwest. A fun day's drive, maybe a weekend, maybe more. Today we go to the Ishnala Supper Club in Lake Delton with Bob Prosser. Hi, Bob. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks a lot for welcoming back. I'm so excited because today we open for our 72nd season. Tonight at 3:15, we'll be selling our first old-fashioned of many. Last year, we sold 118,500 in 200 days. So I'll sell our first old-fashioned tonight at 3:15.
Do you make a ceremony out of that?
Absolutely. The first person's going to get all kinds of applause and excitement. You're kidding me? It's going to be great. We've been working really hard since March 1st, getting the place ready and sprucing up the outside and the inside. And my staff, I just have an incredible staff. For a seasonal operation, we have 95% of our staff returned. So it's just awesome. And as far as the training, we spent over the last 6 weeks just training and retraining, even though most of them are coming back. You know, we've been off for a while, so we want to make sure they remember how to do everything perfectly so we can give you the best service possible. And something else that's new this year, because, you know, we were talking about beef tallow and making America healthy again and all those things. Well, Ishnala, we're committed to serving high-quality foods cooked the way they should be. We saute, broil, and fry our foods with pure beef tallow. No seed oils, just real flavor. So there you go. That's what's new for this year.
So is it my turn now?
Well, I guess so. Yeah, we'll let you talk a little bit.
So you said 3:15, right?
Yes.
So that means it's 1:20 now. Are people already in line?
I just left a little while ago. They weren't in line yet, no. But I would imagine they will be in the next hour.
I'm surprised. What time do you open there, Bob?
3:15.
Yeah, every day, 3:15, or is that just...
Monday to Friday, we open at the bar at 3:15, dinner at 4. Saturday and Sunday, we open the bar at 2:15, start seating for dinner at 3:10, Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, right. The menu sounds familiar to me. What's on the menu at the Ishnala Supper Club in Lake Delton?
Well, our number one seller is our 7-ounce filet. That's been the number one seller forever. And that has never changed. Number two is prime rib, then the ribeye, then it's rounded off by shrimp and scallops and lobster. I mean, it's pretty much in our roast duck and ribs. We pretty much don't alter how many we sell. It's always the top five is usually mostly beef because 80% of the people that come to our place are going to eat some form of the beef or combination like the filet and shrimp or the filet and prime.
Right.
And, of course, prime rib every night. Fresh prime every night. So those are the main guys. That's what we earned our reputation on, is just doing a few things and doing it well.
This place is large, and I wonder, it's been in business for over 7 decades. What was it like when it started? And can you just give me the elevator speech version of how it evolved over the years? What was the first version of Ishnala?
Well, actually, what you see, other than the we have an additional bar out by the beach or above the beach.
Yeah.
And that wasn't until 2 years ago. But previously to that, the building is entirely the same building. So the footprint has never changed. Hmm. Now, we only had one bar, and that was the Arrowhead Bar, as you see it as you walk in. The down below two bars were not used as bars. One was a banquet room, one was storage. And we just converted those into bars in the last 10 years. So the main change has been the bars. The decks have always been the same footprint. The only addition in the last 3 years would be the Tomahawk Bar, which sits overlooks Mirror Lake up from the beach.
You know,
but we have several bars to be able to get you an old fashioned while you're waiting, and you can get an appetizer of Prime Spears, which is our number one appetizer, which is shaved prime rib wrapped around an asparagus spear with 4 cheeses sautéed. It's just fantastic.
You know, when we were there last summer, Brenda and I sort of forgot, or maybe it had been long enough since I had been there previous, that as much as you might want to sit around the bar before your dinner, those decks are many and large and varied. There's a walk around the property on the back there, and a lot of people were just sitting out back having their drink and visiting with their friends. That's quite a feature of your place now.
Well, again, we're so fortunate. We overlook beautiful Mirror Lake. We do have a deck that wraps all the way around the property, basically facing the lake. And a lot of folks just come out there to sit for a few hours and have a cocktail and an appetizer, or they also wait for dinner. I mean, there's a combination, but it's so peaceful. It's a no-wake lake. We've got the Rat Pack, you know, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra playing in the background, and that never changes. And then we do have music. You know, when it starts warming up outside, we do have music, but it's one guy playing a guitar and singing, so it's not overpowering. It's just adding to the experience.
And then what's that shop when you first pull up? What's going on there?
Well, we have a gift shop where we sell everything Ishnala. Everything in the gift shop has our logo. Ishnala sweatshirts, T-shirts, koozies, our wine. We sell our wine that's made by Woolersheim out of Prairie du Sac, our red blend and our white blend. And then we also sell our brandy, which is made out of Central Standard Distillery in Milwaukee, and our own bourbon. Right now we have about a five-year bourbon, but we have in storage or in the oak barrels right now at Woolersheim, we have an eight-year bourbon, and I'm waiting two more years before we unveil another one of our bourbons, you know, a little bit better quality because it'll have five more years than the normal. So, but you can get just about anything out of that gift shop. And the Supper Club book that we're on the cover of and different types of things.
How many employees do you have there, Bob?
About 130.
Yeah. I don't know the end of that sentence. I was going to say what a rat race, but I know that everybody there is committed to the project, but it just sounds exhausting to me. And that's maybe why you guys take the winter off, right?
There's no question. Yeah, we just rest for 4 months, 5 months. it's Saturday night every night. But we have such a phenomenal staff that gets so geared up, so proud. You know, at orientation, I stand up in front of everybody and say, I hope you are as proud to work at Ishnala as I am. I want you to feel that pride. And that's what happens. We all feel the same way. We all want to give you the best service possible because we're so prideful in that.
Well, it really has become an institution in the Midwest, and, you know, it's been a nice partnership, I think, this radio station with your restaurant and your restaurant with this radio station. People come to us to know what's going on in Central Illinois, in the central part of the United States, frankly, but in the Chicago area, and you guys have certainly been a feature of that. And then I get messages like this. 847 said, last year we celebrated our 25th anniversary at Ishnala, had a wonderful meal. 773, thanks to you and WGN, we go to Ishnala every year. It's so beautiful and everyone is so friendly. It's close, but it seems so far away. So that's what I'm hearing this afternoon, Bob.
That's awesome. I just love hearing those things. That's fantastic. Yeah. Couldn't make me happy. It's been a great partnership. You guys at GN are rock stars. Love working with you.
Well, my best to everybody up there. Have another good season. It's official. The first brandy old fashioned will be served at 3:15 this afternoon. This afternoon, right, Bob?
That's correct.
Okay. Have a good season. My best to everybody. But thanks, Bob.
Thank you very much.